Well, it's great to welcome to the microphone at Travel Writers Radio an up-and-coming star of the country music scene here in Australia and who knows where else, Sophia Chesworth. Welcome, Sophia.
Hi, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a real pleasure. Listen, I've just listened to your new single, Shine On Me. What a terrific track. You wrote that yourself.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I did. I wrote that last year and I recorded it with Simon Johnson. He did an amazing job at recording it. It sounded exactly how I wanted it to.
Wow.
I'm really happy with it.
For someone who, you're only 16, aren't you?
I'm actually 15. 16 in a week, though.
So there's a lot of great lyric in that song, and it's not,
thank you,
it's not beyond your years. You know, sometimes young people want to sort of sing seriously adult songs. It's a great song about a small town girl who wants to make it in this world and waiting for the sun to come out and shine on you. Well, I think the sun's already shining on you because you've got a bit of a well, it's not a headline act, but in terms of that part of the Gympie Music Muster, the showcase, you're up there with them. And Gympie was your big break last year, wasn't it?
Yes, it was actually my first time in Gympie. And the festival was incredible. I had such a great atmosphere. And I was part of the finals for the Junior Gympie Muster Talent Search. And so I got to play on the main stage, which was the best stage I've ever played on. And I was actually lucky enough to win. And I actually sang Shine On Me with the band. It sort of inspired me to record it and release it as a single because I just loved the way it sounded.
It does sound good.
Yeah, so I'm really glad I did it, and Gympie really helped me. I feel like it was a real turning point for me, and yeah.
Yeah, and how long have you been writing?
Oh, I've been writing since around 5 years now, since I was around 11, 12.
Gee, that's incredible. And where does your musical talent sort of come from? Is it run in the family?
Oh, my parents aren't musical, but my papa, so my mum's dad, he actually is in a seniors quartet. So I think I get my singing from him.
Well, it's a lovely voice, I have to say, very pure. It seems to me it has quite a simple elegance to it. It probably will take you places. I'm no expert, but I guess I hear a few songs along the way, and it's certainly a nice song and well executed. Oh, well, that's great. What do you do when you're not singing, Sophia?
Well, I'm actually in year 10 at high school.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I always have a lot of schoolwork to do, and I do a bit of drama. So, yeah, play guitar, and I'm working a little bit on piano and the ukulele, and I actually have a mandolin at home, which I won from the Gympie Muster last year. So I'm getting there with that one. It's going a bit slower than the piano and ukulele, but I love how the mandolin sounds, yeah.
It does have a lovely sound, doesn't it? And you don't hear it all that often.
No, you don't.
These days, but it certainly produces its own vibe when you introduce it into a track. Now, what is your plan? How are you going to make the sun shine on you? Is Nashville on your horizon, do you think?
Yes, well, I'm looking at the moment, I'm just writing a lot more, and I'm looking to do a lot more co-writing because I'm hoping to release an EP next year. That's my main goal. And then I'm going to continue getting out to all the country music festivals because I really want to get my name out there because I'd love to make a living out of what I do, music, what I love. But I've always really, really wanted to go to Nashville as well. The Bluebird Cafe, that's one of my major dreams. Grand Ole Opry, I'd always love to go there. And
So Tamworth, do you do Tamworth?
Yes, I've been to Tamworth twice.
Right.
I actually went to the Junior Academy of Country Music last year, which was an incredible experience. I feel like I learned so much. I learned so much about songwriting, performance. It really helped my confidence. I met so many people, made a lot of connections, and yeah, I look back and I can't believe that was only a year ago.
Yeah, you've come a long way.
Thank you.
I think it's great to have this young, fresh talent coming through here in Australia and not overproduced, which I think's a great attribute. You know, so you're singing within your capabilities, from what I can hear, Sophia. You obviously got to finish school. Will you study music beyond your senior school years?
Yeah, well, I'm going into senior school next year, so we just had to choose subjects, and of course I chose music, but I've always, my main music training has been outside school with my vocal coach, Roxanne Kiley. She always supports me so much, and she first taught me how to songwrite, so I'm still going to lessons with her. I have guitar and piano lessons, so I'm going to continue doing that, definitely.
And you're not going to have some other career, not going to be a pharmaceutical chemist on the side or anything, are you?
No, well, not the way I'm going, no.
You're single focus on achieving this musical dream of yours.
Mm.
Well, that's great. And have you got other songs that you've written, Sophia?
Yes, I do. I don't have all of them available online. I just have lots of my new ones I don't have online at the moment, but I'm looking and then, again, I'm going to start posting them all now. And I've got a few on my YouTube channel, Sophia Chesworth, and my Facebook, Sophia Chesworth Music. And, yeah, so you can check out some of my music there.
Okay. And do you have an idol in the country music scene?
Well, I'd say the first person that got me into country music was Taylor Swift. I loved her old music. I loved listening to how she wrote songs. They were really relatable, and she made her dream happen from a young age. But since then, I broadened my horizons in the Australian country music scene, and I really love the McClymonts.
Yeah.
I really love them. And Amber Lawrence. They're really nice artists as well, and I love their songs, and they're really inspirational. And I also, if I had to choose another American artist, I love Kelsea Ballerini at the moment. I'm loving lots of her songs. But
terrific.
Yeah, I love all of them. I just, especially at Gympie, you get to, all the stages are so close together. So you get to just go and see so many great artists perform. And it's really inspirational to watch.
Yeah, Gympie is a great venue. I was there a couple of years ago enjoyed being able to wander around to the different stages and discover people whom you perhaps had never seen, or maybe some you'd seen, you'd heard, but never seen.
Yeah, that's the best thing.
Yeah, look, I really...
see someone you'd heard so much about.
yeah. I really wish you well with your career, Sophia, and I think you've made a great start, and I hope you can keep it up and also keep up your study. That's the other thing.
I'm getting a bit worried for how much work I'm going to have next year, considering the amount of schoolwork I already get, but I'm going to make it work. I will.
You sound like somebody who's able to do a number of things. The busiest people are the ones who seem to get the most done. So good luck with that.
Thank you.
We're going to play your track now, and I hope people enjoy Sophia Chesworth's Shine On Me. And thanks for being on Travel Writers Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I've had a great time. Thank you.
Thank you.
To make it in this world, I'd look around at girls like me, living all my hopes and dreams. For them it seems easy, for me it's tough. I feel like I'm not good enough. Reach high, this world.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.